me. Just as a quick housekeeping note, if you could take out anything that might beep, vibrate, ring, make noises to distract your neighbor, it would be very nice if you could just silence those for the next little while. Out of respect for the person who has come here this morning and respect for the people around you, the gentleman that is coming up here to share the information with us is all the way from the Portland area. This gentleman is one of the top income earners in our company. You'll see him featured in the front half of the Profiles of Success book. This gentleman has aspired all the way to the regional vice president for the state of Oregon. A very good friend of mine. Would you all give it up for Mr. Gene Lauer?
All right. Good morning. Hey, if I could just starting off real quick, could I see a show of hands of all the guests that are here for the first time, just taking a visit with us? Give them all a big hand for coming out, would you, everybody? Thank you. Appreciate you coming out. Before I get started, I'd be remiss without first recognizing the gentleman that just introduced me. Very humble. Doesn't say a lot about himself, but truly a millionaire in our company. You know, runs the whole state here, regional vice president, but more importantly, just a great guy and always willing to give. He's got a big heart. So please help me thank Mr. Dave Hall, everybody. I could go on and on and on. There's a lot of incredible leaders in this room, many of them right here in the front row. I start naming names, I'm going to get in trouble. So I'll save a little bit of that more for later. But before I jump into the presentation, let me just give you a quick background on myself so you get a little understanding of where I'm coming from and perhaps why I'm standing here. Really shouldn't even really be standing here. In fact, I was born in Portland, Oregon, actually adopted when I was 3 days old by some truck drivers. And grew up, my mom and dad were truck drivers, moved around the country a lot as a kid, and in fact always ended up coming back to Oregon. And in fact, the last time that we came home and stayed home was after my father passed away when I was 11 years old. We were living in Indiana, and mom said, okay, we're going home. And so I went back home to Portland, and finished out school there, and high school, then college, went to Oregon State University. Go Beavs! I'm in the wrong city for that, aren't I? You guys got to now play us, right? So that's going to be some fun, all part of the big now, Pac-12. So had a lot of fun there. But here's kind of what happened in between, and I think a big part of why I'm standing here today was after my father had passed away and we moved back home, my uncle kind of took me under his wing, and he was a small business owner. And in fact, my first job was working at his fireworks stand at the gas station. Don't light a match there, right? And then once I was old enough, I actually worked at the gas station, and then he had a Minute Mart store, and he had rental properties. I was helping him all over the place, and he said something to me that really just stuck with me the rest of my life, and that was, he said, "Gene, you're never going to get rich working for somebody else." How many of you guys figured that one out? How many of you guys didn't take very long to figure that one out? But, you know, that's kind of like my uncle over here on this shoulder. But then there's the family over here on this shoulder. And you guys probably all heard this, right? Go to school, get good grades, so you can go get a good job, right? So they were doing that over on this side. And my uncle wasn't necessarily telling me not to go to school, but just the mindset and philosophy was kind of like, well, only if that's going to help me do this. And so I did go to school. I was the first one in my family to graduate. In fact, I was able to get my 4-year degree in 5 years. Some of you will get that one later, okay? I got out of school, and that voice was still ringing in my head. And I got around some other guys that thought the same way I did, and we actually went into business together right away, right out of school. We figured, hey, you know, we could wait tables or do whatever we need to do to kind of, you know, make a little money on the side, but we're going to start our own business. And we were, you know, young, you know, inexperienced, perhaps a little naive, because we figured, oh, this is going to be easy. Right? And here's what happened. About 4 years later, after trying about a dozen different things, some traditional business, some direct sales, some network marketing, you know, we really were open to trying it all, because I remember reading a book that said the average millionaire has gone bankrupt 10 times. So we just kept figuring, well, one more, one more, one more. And so, long story short, you know, found myself really working a couple different jobs, had about $30,000 on the credit cards, just really trying to get by. Have you guys ever find yourself just trying to get by? You know, and that's where I was. And I got so frustrated, I wanted to just run away. You guys ever feel like that? Okay. Well, I got lucky, so to speak. I put out about 50 resumes and got a job on a cruise ship. So I figured I could run away and still make money and pay the bills. And that's what I did. How many of you guys have ever been on a cruise before? Okay, all right. For the rest of you, have you seen The Love Boat? Okay. You seen the reruns even? You know what The Love Boat is? Okay. I was like Julie, all right? I know I'm cuter, right? Man, you're a tough crowd, tough crowd. It's going to be a long day, I see. Okay. but my job was to help people have fun and have a good time. And I'll tell you what, I came back home after the first 6 months, and, man, I couldn't believe they were paying me, frankly. But if you've ever worked with the public long enough, you know they weren't paying me enough. And in fact, I would come home and I would talk to some of my friends. In fact, after the first 6 months, I came home and, sir, what's your name? Sean? This conversation would go something like this. Hey, Sean, how you been, man? This last 6 months been incredible. Been down in the Caribbean and went to Jamaica and climbed up Duns River Falls and even went up all the way up in the hills. And then I went to the Cayman Islands and swam with the stingrays and been to Key West a few times. Then went through the Panama Canal and went through all the locks and all that stuff and over to Hawaii and then up to Alaska. And what have you been up to the last 6 months? You couldn't see a look on his face, you guys. It was like, nothing. Why don't you stop telling me all the fun you've been having, right? I mean, that's the look on his face, right? And I'm telling you what, that was not uncommon. That was a very common conversation. I mean, we didn't even rehearse that, and he got it right, okay? And I just could see really how miserable most people were. I mean, just go to work on Monday morning and take a good look at most people's faces. How many of you agree? Most people are not very happy, right? I saw that immediately, and I said, I am not coming back until I find an opportunity, not just a job. You know, J-O-B stands for just over broke. Working for a boss. That's double S-O-B spelled backwards, by the way. Oh, my gosh. Forgot I'm in jail. All right. It's going to be a long one, I can tell, Dave. Come on, all right. Okay, so I got back, and it was 3 years later until I found an opportunity. And that opportunity was prepaid legal because a good friend of mine had actually been earning renewals from the 80s. So if there's any one advantage maybe I had over some of you, was that this friend of mine had been getting renewal income from business he had done back in the 80s, and he'd been getting checks from prepaid legal for 10 years, even though he hadn't done anything. And he said, Gene, the timing is now. You need to get involved with this. I'm jumping back in this, and you need to as well. And it's about January, and you guys know the weather in the Northwest. And I said, I'll see you in the spring. I did not jump on a plane and go, ooh, prepaid legal. You know, I said, I'll check it out. But I came back home in the spring of 1997, and I got started with prepaid legal. And as they say, kind of the rest is history. So I'll share with you what it was that I saw that caused me to leave what in most cases people would consider a dream job and left that. And I'll tell you, it's the best decision I've ever made. So let's jump on into the presentation, talk about why you're here. I don't know why you're here, but it's different for everybody. But I know this. You only got to say really one word. The economy. Repeat after me. The economy. Right? Could be a lot of different reasons, but I guarantee that's probably the top of most people's list today in terms of really understanding that you got to take control of your own economy. You know, here's what I know. It doesn't matter who's elected. The next president, it's not going to make a decision on where I'm going. And it's probably not going to make a decision as to what's going to happen in your world either. It's when you take control of it yourself. And so we want you to evaluate what Harvard Business School says are the five key areas you should evaluate when you evaluate any type of opportunity, a business down the street, a franchise, whatever it might be. We're going to talk about the company. What do they look like? What's their background look like? What's their track record? What does our future look like? We're going to really share some information with you about our company. We're going to talk about the need in the marketplace. Is it a big need? Is it a small need? Is it a niche? Is it something everyone needs? We're going to talk about, you know, does the product fit the need? Is it a good value? Is it something that everyone can afford? And what do you get for your money on our service? All right. And then compensation. I don't know where we find you here today. Some people may come here today just because their friend twisted their arm. And just figure maybe if I go to this meeting, they'll stop bugging me, right? That's okay. If you're in that category, we appreciate you coming. But we know you probably see something afterwards. You'll be thanking the person that brought you. Some of you may be just looking for a few extra $100 a month. We know most bankruptcies in the country would have been solved with just an extra $300 to $500 a month. And that can make a huge difference in a lot of families out there today. So we're going to talk to in that category as well. Some of you may be saying, okay, you know, a few hundred bucks, that's great to start, but I'm really looking for something, you know, a few thousand a month, part-time. I've got a couple other businesses. Maybe could, you know, this could be another stream of income. And maybe I can, you know, put another comma in my check with another stream of income. We're going to talk to you guys as well. And then there may be some of you that are saying, hey, you know, that's all cool, but I'm really looking for the big time. You know, what's going to get me over that hump? What's going to get me to that six-figure income that's going to set me free and really be able to take control of my life and do some things and help some people that I've wanted to do all my life? And so we're going to talk to you guys as well. Timing probably should be top of the list because timing is everything. It really doesn't matter how much talent you have, but timing does matter. I mean, I think we have one of the best examples ourselves up in the Northwest. In fact, you probably have heard this little software company called Microsoft, right? How many of you guys wish you'd bought some of that stock 20 years ago, right? Okay. You know they actually created over 10,000 millionaires. Some of them are janitors and secretaries and just average workers. Now, no disrespect to any of you in the audience that may fit in one of those categories, but let me ask you, did they become millionaires because of their talent or because of timing? You see, if you have the right company in the right situation, you don't have to be good. Yeah, I forgot to turn my cell phone down, didn't I? You can go ahead and turn it down, Dave. Everybody else, we told you this or not, and the speaker forgot. Thanks. you know, again, the bottom line is you don't have to be good. You just have to be busy. How many of you agree if you go park your car down on the railroad track and a train comes by about 60 miles an hour, how many of you think you're going to slow down the train? When a freight train is going down the track, there ain't nothing you can do to slow down. You just need to grab on. And that is exactly what's happening with our company today. It doesn't matter if you have any talent because of the timing of what's happening with our company. We'll talk about that. Our track record, very proven track record, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Been around 40 years now, basically, all because of this accident. We're all here by accident, his accident. Mr. Stonecipher was in an accident in 1969. You know, average guy, school teacher, sold a little insurance on the side and was on his way home from an appointment, got into a head-on collision. And just for the guests, pay attention to this real quick, because there's a head-on collision. The other person crossed left of center, hit him. They got the ticket, and yet they sued him. Good old America, right? Anybody can sue anybody. You know how crazy it is out there? Listen, if your neighbor doesn't like the color of your house, they could go down to the courthouse, a couple hundred dollars, file a lawsuit. And guess what? If you don't hire an attorney to defend yourself, you'll find yourself painting your house. That's how crazy it is out there. Now, would that be stupid? Would that be frivolous? Sure. But unfortunately, that's the state of where we live today. Listen, in California, there's a story of a surfer that sued another surfer for stealing his wave. I'm telling you, you can look this stuff up. This is true. In Portland, Oregon, where I'm from, right? There was a guy sued his barber over a bad haircut. You can tell Mr. Hall doesn't need to worry about that one, right? You know, bottom line is, it's crazy out there. Hope it never happens to you, but this kind of stuff has happened. It happened to Mr. Stonecipher. He had every coverage imaginable. Had auto coverage before it was mandatory. Covered the banged up cars. Had hospitalization before that was even popular, covered the hospital bills, even had life insurance to take care of his family if the worst were to happen. But nothing prepared him for the legal bills. And so after spending thousands of dollars to defend himself, You know, I know everybody here already has that extra little bank account that says, just in case I get sued, right? Okay. cost him thousands of dollars in 1969. Today, that would be like tens of thousands of dollars. And pretty much wiped him out. And because he had done a little bit of insurance, he thought to himself, well, maybe there's something out there that I could buy that would protect my family from this ever happening again. What he found? Nothing. Found nothing. He actually got together with some of his other insurance cohorts and started coming up with this idea to put together legal coverage when people get in an accident. And then their research led them to find that in the European market, prepaid legal plans have been around now for over 100 years. Just as common as bread and butter on the kitchen table. In fact, in some parts of Europe, as many as 80% of the population have legal coverage. Yet here we are in America, the most litigious society in the entire world. More lawsuits, I mean, you know, the whole world combined. And yet most people don't even know legal coverage exists. So that's how prepaid legal was born. We started in 1972. Have had an incredible run. It's been featured in just about everything you could think of. And because of that, we recently had a private equity group, MidOcean Partners. The same group that owns these companies you see here. Probably never heard of LA Fitness before, right? Jenny Craig, Jostens. They do like the high school class rings and stuff like that. Billions of dollars. They did research on our company after seeing what we're doing and how long we've been doing it and the growth we're going through and what an untapped market this is. And they decided to invest $650 million and acquire Prepaid Legal. You bet. Now, look, even if you don't know anything about financials, you know this. $650 million is a lot of money. How many of you agree if you were going to spend $650 million, the single largest investment your firm has ever made, you would do some homework? You would say, we want to make sure this is a good deal. And how many of you would agree that you wouldn't invest $650 million to make $10 million? No, you invest $650 million when you believe you're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's our new partners here with MidOcean, and pretty incredible stuff because they see what's going on with our company. Brand new home office, actually, that we built just a few years back. Spent over $30 million on that. Been featured in just about every major publication you could think of, from Forbes, Fortune, Money Magazine, Wall Street Journal, Individual Investor, you name it, we've been featured in it. And how many of you agree, when you watch the news, you watch CNN, it stands for Constantly Negative News, right? See, the news just loves to report negative because it, for whatever reason, you know, people it gets more attraction than the positive. And so how many of you agree, if there was a bunch of negative stuff to say, these magazines would be finding all the negative stuff to say about prepaid legal, right? But instead, they're finding the positive because we're growing, because we're signing up thousands of people every single week. In fact, Forbes magazine listed us about 8 out of the last 12 years, one of the top 100 small companies this last year, number 78 across the country. Okay? Again, why is that? Why are we getting all this attention? Well, because we're growing. You see, I joined the company in 1997, and then that's what happened. Why are you laughing? You know, listen, here's the cool part about this. I mean, doing about a half a billion in revenue today. But when I looked at this chart back in 1997, it basically looked the same. I mean, I could have drawn that red line all the way down to the corner because we've been growing every single year for that long. We're signing up tens of thousands of people per week for prepaid legal. Why? Because there's a huge need out there for what we do. In fact, you're more likely to end up in court than you are in the hospital. We all know. How many trips to the hospital would it take to wipe you out? How many trips to court would it take to wipe you out? Half of one? Right? You know, now, listen, I'm gonna actually go to the next page really quick because I know, especially some of the guests, you're sitting there, just like I was, going, okay, look, I'm never going to get sued. It's never going to happen to me, right? That's like never. You're never going to get in a car accident. Do you plan to get up one day and get in a car accident? That's why they call it an accident, you guys. Some of you are going to have to figure that one out on the way home. All right. You see, you don't get to wake up one day and decide, well, I'm going to need an attorney. Somebody else decides for you. You don't know. But let me ask you a question. Why do you think wealthy people use attorneys? stay wealthy. Yeah, I mean, that's true. They like to protect their assets. You guys are tough, man. Jeez. Look, I mean, come on. Honestly, how many of you would agree with me? Oprah probably doesn't sign her Christmas cards without having her attorneys look at them, right? And we know Tiger Woods wouldn't say a word unless he runs it by his attorneys, right? You know, listen, wealthy people use attorneys not because they like spending money, but because they like saving money. You see, they want to make better decisions, save money, and protect their family. Let me say it again. Make better decisions, save money, and protect your family. You see, if it's good for them, why wouldn't it be good for us? Well, because we know most people, when it comes to even thinking about attorney, there's kind of, you probably were raised with this train of thought, right? You see that guy over in the corner, he's got a suit and tie on, that's an attorney? Stay away from him. See, but wealthy people raise their kids like this. You see that gentleman over there? He's our attorney. You don't make any decisions unless you run it by him first. How many of you agree that's pretty wise stuff? Okay? See, if it's good for them, why would... Yeah, you bet. Go ahead. If it's good for them, why wouldn't it be good for us? Well, we know it's going to cost a lot. We're intimidated by the system. We don't know who to call. So what do? We normally ignore the problem or we try to handle it ourselves. And, you know, ignoring the problem is not so good. Have you guys ever had a bad toothache before? Yeah? Like if you... I'll just ignore it. Maybe it'll go away. Yeah. And usually what happens about a month later? Comes back even worse, doesn't it? And legal problems can do the exact same thing. And, you know, again, I was sitting there. I'd say, you know what? I have never used an attorney before in my life. This makes sense to me, but I got to still be convinced a little bit. I've never used an attorney, and why would I prepay for something I've never used? Well, what I found is the more I looked at this, the more I understood I could have used it many, many times. So this is going to be your one stretch break. And so as I go through this list real quick, if there is something that touches you, I'd like you to go ahead and stand up and please stay standing if you would. How many of you ever been overcharged for a repair before? Please stand up. Ever tried to return a defective product? They didn't want to give you your money back? Stand up. Ever receive a traffic ticket? Worry about identity theft? Sign a contract? Look, let me just help you out. If you have a cell phone, you sign the contract. Stand up. Okay? Purchased a home, prepared a will, or wanted to. Listen, here's what I found. These are average, everyday life things we all encounter. But normally, we just kind of have to take it. You know what? We get treated unfairly, we gripe about it. But now, with prepaid legal, you get to stand up for your rights. And that's why I wanted you to stand up. So give yourselves a hand. You see, I recognized right away, I could have used this thing a few times last year and the year before. I said, wow, my parents should have had this. My sisters definitely need this. And boy, my brother definitely needs this. How many of you all got that one relative? Yeah. That's the first one that pops in your head, right? I'll tell you more about him later. But what I found was that this is common sense stuff. When I first was introduced to prepaid legal and really taken through the whole presentation, I said to myself, why wouldn't somebody sign up? This is a no-brainer. I can tell already I need to explain that. For the guests that are here, a no-brainer is when you remove your brain and it still makes sense. Okay, some of you are still going to have to think about that on the way. All right. You see, this is pretty common sense stuff, guys. We're not here to sell you. We're signing up thousands of people a week already. We're just really here to present something to you that if you see a value for you, we think you'll probably agree, like most people do, and take advantage of it. And I think you'll see the second part of our presentation is even more powerful. But let me go through really what prepaid legal does. But I need a little help, if I could. Who are all the guests on this side of the room again, if you would? Raise your hand, please. All right. Thanks for volunteering. I appreciate it. and, sir, what's your name? Jax, and what's your last name?
Sime.
Okay. Just spell that for me.
S-Y-M.
Oh, okay, perfect. Mr. Sime, I appreciate that. You can stay right there. You don't have to get up on stage or anything like that. Could I get somebody on this side to volunteer, a guest preferably, please? Anybody? Right there, ma'am. And what's your name? What's that? to Lena Munford. Miss Munford, I appreciate you helping me out and volunteering. Let me get out my magic wand here real quick. See how magic it is? Look at that. I'm going to turn you guys into attorneys. Don't worry. I'll change you back, okay? All right? So, in fact, just picture this. You've got the Mumford and Sime Law Firm. Sounds expensive already, doesn't it? Right? She's all like, yeah, I like that. Okay. All right, so just imagine this. I come walking into your office at the Mumford and Sime Law Firm, and I say, you know, again, look, wealthy people use attorneys all the time to make better decisions, save money, protect their family. Right? Small businesses have them on retainer. Large corporations even have them on staff. Right? But why don't the rest of us use them? Well, mostly because of this. Right? In fact, what do attorneys charge per hour around here? Anybody know? $200-$300, somewhere in there. Average attorney in the country is about $284 an hour, but let's just, for the sake of this example, keep it low and conservative, and let's say you're only $200 an hour. Fair enough? Okay? All right, and it's easier to do the math, too. So, I come walking into your office, and I say, listen, I realize it would be smart to use you from time to time, for me and my family, but I don't even want to pay that $200 an hour, because honestly, just can't afford that. All right? But what I'd like to do is set up a monthly deal with you. And I'm going to go through a quick list of services. And when I'm all done, I want you to tell me how much you charge me per month. And there's no wrong or right answer to this. All right? Now, the first thing I'd like the Mumford & Sime Law Firm to do for me is to include my wife and kids. And in here in Utah, that's a really good value. Okay? all right? But one fee for all of us. You know, not like my health and auto coverage where it keeps going up and up and up. All right? One fee for all of us. And the first thing we want to be able to do is call you up and get advice. Call you up, just get questions answered, maybe find out what we should or shouldn't do. Because in today's world, unfortunately, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And so we just want to be able to call you up and get questions answered. Maybe I've got a problem at work. Maybe I've got a situation with my neighbor. You know, maybe I've got a situation with my cell phone company. We've never heard of people having problems with them. So at the Mumford & Sime Law Firm, I want real advice. Not like these guys on TV that say, call for a free consultation so we can see if we can sue somebody. No, I want real advice on our issues, even if you got to go research and call me back. In fact, I want you to get back to me within 8 business hours because I understand you have other clients and things like that. So just at least get back to me by the next business day. Is that fair enough? Okay. Now, we're going to want that unlimited, by the way. We might call you 4 or 5 times today, this month, this year, I don't know, but we're going to want that unlimited. No charge. It's going to be all part of this little monthly fee. So, in fact, just stop there for a second and think to yourself, you're normally $200 an hour, and I'm asking you to give me unlimited consultation all throughout the year for me, my wife, and kids, no charge, just part of this little monthly fee. What would you charge just for that all by itself? Now, don't answer. He was already doing this. At the Mumford & Sime Law Firm, I'm going to go pretty fast from here, so I want you to keep adding this up, all right? Because if after talking to you, you determine it would help to write a letter for me or make a phone call for me to a third party, I want you to write those letters and make those phone calls. I'll give you an example. I had a situation with my internet provider a number of years ago, and they were overbilling me, and I didn't catch it because I didn't look at my statements as much as I should, all right? But bottom line is, they had me on the super-duper web package, and I was just supposed to be on the basic plan. And so I did what we've been trained to do our entire life. I picked up the phone, and I dialed customer care. How many of you guys have ever dialed customer care only to figure out they don't really care? Right? And so listen, how many of you would agree if the Mumford & Sime Law Firm wrote a letter for me in that situation, that problem would now be at the top of the pile instead of the bottom of the pile? Right? So we're going to say, I want you to write letters and help me out on this, but we'll say one letter per situation, but an unlimited number of situations throughout the year. Maybe, again, I've got a situation at work. Maybe I got a real estate question. You name it, I need help with that stuff and going to need you to fire off letters on our behalf to protect our family and make sure our rights are not being stepped on. All part of this little monthly fee. Now, also want to review all our contracts and documents. Before we sign anything, want to fax it over to your office, have you take a look at it, make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, right? Because I know this. How many of you ever bought a car at a dealership before? Okay, all right. Now, just be honest with me for a second, right? You spent weeks looking for the car, right? You finally find the one, and you're there for like 2 or 3 hours. I don't know why it takes that long to buy a car. but it does. You know, there's always some guy, there's some guy that can't make any decisions. He's got to walk into another room and talk to some other guy, and then he keeps coming back, right? That's just, you know, it's just the way it is. So you know, you're just exhausted by the time this thing is done, and they're shoving paperwork in front of you saying, sign here, initial there, sign here, initial there, right? And you, how many of you have ever done this? Start reading the contract. Hang on, I need to read this. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I stare at this long enough, they'll think I'm actually reading it. Because I have no earthly idea what it really says, because here to win, where if, they're all forth out. Who wrote this crap? A law firm, that's who wrote it, right? In whose best interest? See, I need somebody looking out for me. So I want the Mumford and Sion law firm looking out for me. So I'm going to fax that stuff over to you, have you review all that stuff, make sure I'm not being taken advantage of. But no charge. It's going to be all part of this little monthly fee. Okay? Now, I also want you to draw up a will. I haven't, haven't had that done yet. So I want you to go ahead and draw that up for us as well. And I know you probably charge, you know, $500, $600, $700 to do that. But I also want you to include my medical directives and power of attorney and living will. So now we're probably up to about $1,000 in value. But my wife has, you know, some separate assets, so I think she's going to need an additional will as well. I want you to just throw that in because of the relationship we have here now at the Mumford & Sion Law Firm, right? It's because I'm going to be calling you all the time, and we're going to be like friends. so just throw that in as part of the deal, all part of this little monthly fee, all right? Now, just a couple more things I want to ask for, and that is you never know when you might be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Anybody here ever been in the wrong place at the wrong time? Were you ever a teenager? Come on. How many of you have teenagers? Oh, boy, yeah. How many of you just drive like teenagers? You know, here's the bottom line. If you're ever in a situation, maybe you're alongside the road at an accident. Who knows? You're being questioned, detained, or worst-case scenario, being arrested. I'm going to need your cell phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and yes, that includes holidays. Because if we're ever in that situation, or worse, one of my kids, we need your cell phone so we can call you. Because we've all watched enough TV to hear this phrase. You have the right to call It doesn't say you have the right to call mama. As much as you might want to, right? You have the right to call an attorney. So I want my kids to even carry this card with them so they can contact you in any type of situation like that. No charge, all part of this little monthly fee. Now, lastly, because identity theft is the fastest growing white collar crime in America and really now worldwide, terrible problem, about 10 million victims a year. And all of the research shows that the hardest part of this is fixing it. In fact, you go to the Identity Theft Resource Center website, you go to the FTC website, if you care to read their 100-page report, what you'll find is most people spend years, hundreds of hours trying to fix it, anywhere from a couple thousand dollars on up trying to fix it. And that's the biggest problem with identity theft, is trying to fix it. In fact, very, very little of it is actually financial. I mean, you lose your wallet, you call the bank, you turn off your card. That's not what identity theft is. That's part of it, maybe about a fourth of it. But the rest of it is our driver's license. See, these crooks need our identity because if they're driving down the road, they don't want their driver's license in their wallet. They need ours, right? If they get taken to jail, they don't want to give their name because there's probably already a warrant out for their arrest. So they're giving one of our names that's clean so they can hopefully get out that day. You see, you could end up with stuff on your record you don't even know about it. Somebody could be using your driver's license. Somebody could be using your Social Security number because they don't want to report the income under their Social Security number. You see, the hardest part is getting this stuff cleaned up. So at the Mumford & Sion Law Firm, I want you guys to go out and hire a risk management company for me that is not only going to do credit monitoring, that's a good start, but not just do credit monitoring, but if there's a chance I'm a victim of identity theft, I want them to do proactive searches nationwide through all the databases, see if somebody's using my Social Security number, see if there's been any criminal activity on my name, see if somebody's using my driver's license, see if somebody's using even my medical benefits. Because most people can't afford medical benefits these days. There's a whole black market to use other people's medical benefits. That's a whole other big problem. But you know what? You guys are going to pay for this out of this little monthly fee and hire this other risk management company that's going to do all this for me. And most importantly, if I'm a victim of identity theft, I want them to fix it. You see, because my bank, every time I call my bank or my credit card, they're all trying to sell me some type of identity theft something. And here's what I found. They're mostly all do-it-yourself type stuff. And here's what I know. If the house is on fire, I want the fire department to come put out the fire. Could you imagine you come home one day and your house is on fire? And you call 911. And you say, hey, my house is on fire. And they said, we know. We've been monitoring it. We're just waiting for you to call us so we can tell you how to get out the hose and start working on this. Doesn't even make sense, does it? Right? Same thing here. I want this all part of this little monthly fee to take care of all this stuff. Now, if you were my law firm at the Mumford & Son law firm, how much would you charge me per month for all that? Lots. How about you, ma'am? $8,500? $85 a month? Okay. She must be an actuary. Now, how many of you would agree the answer would be more like his? A lot. Right? How many of you agree it's hard to put a number on it? Pretty hard to put a number on it, right? You know, listen, you can tell I've done that story literally thousands of times. It's really all I do to explain creepy legal to people because I believe you either get it or you don't. Again, we don't need to sell this. People either get it or they don't. It's just really that simple. And even if it was $85 a month, how many of you believe that would be an incredible deal? Right? It would. But at $85 a month, here's the challenge. At $85 a month, well, my satellite, cable, or protect my family. I mean, I'm just being honest. This is America, right? You know, I mean, come on, just for a show of hands, how many of you guys pay more than $40 a month for your satellite or cable? Okay, keep them up, keep them up. More than 50? More than 60? More than 70? More than 80? More than 90? Anybody over 100? We got a couple over 100. I won't ask you what channels you have, sir. All right. I mean, I think you get the point here. I believe prepaid legal is an absolute no-brainer because when you go through this whole thing, I didn't even go through all their services. I only went through really preventative legal services. I didn't even get into motor vehicle. We can help out with traffic tickets. I'm not going to tell you that we fix tickets, but I will tell you that a couple years ago, my brother had a little bad streak. He had about 3 tickets in 1 year. But as far as his insurance company is concerned, he had none. Okay? Because we go to court on as many of those as we possibly can to help you. Again, the person that brought you here will go through more details on the membership. But, I mean, trial defense, anybody getting sued in our country today? Look, man, I hope it never happens to you, but here's what I know. I'd rather have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. You know, knock on wood. You know, oh, it's never going to happen to me, but it only takes one time. IRS, same thing there. I know this. If you dance with Iris, she leads. Need not say more, right? You want an attorney with you, help him do that dance, all right? Anything that goes above and beyond our membership. Preferred member, 25% discount. How many of you shop at Costco? Come on. How many of you just aren't going to raise your hand no matter what I say today? All right. Look, why do we shop at Costco? I mean, is the mustard any different at Costco than it is at Kroger? Right. It's no different, is it? Why is it cheaper at Costco? It's in bulk. You see, that's what Prepaid Legal figured out. That's why we collectively have the largest law firm in the entire country, because we buy in bulk. You see, we've got how many members here in Oregon, in Utah, Mr. Hall? About 15,000 members here in the state of Utah, all paying a little monthly fee. You see, that allows us to hire the best of the best. Law firm, I would imagine, is getting somewhere, you know, over $1 million a year. How many of you are business owners? Yeah. If somebody paying you $1 million a year, how do you treat that client? If they call you, how fast do you call them back? If they say, hey, we have got, you know, a little bit of a challenge, a little bit of something needs to get cleaned up here, how fast are you getting cleaned up? Okay? I mean, that's what you need to understand, and that's where Prepaid Legal is at today. Now, it didn't start that way. But that's where we're at today, and that's why law firms are now fighting to get in line to be part of this program, because we figured out how to give attorneys what they like, give them a lot of money and provide a quality service, and yet the biggest winner is our members who get all this for about $1 a day. Pretty incredible stuff, okay? Your state attorney general is a card-carrying member of Prepaid Legal. I think we could end the presentation right there. Look, there are there's lots of former attorney generals that also endorse Prepaid Legal, but an active state attorney general to endorse a company is pretty incredible. That this is one of the most, basically the most powerful attorney in your entire state is also a card member of Prepaid Legal. Pretty incredible stuff. Identity theft, again, I don't need to sell you on this. Again, you either get it or you don't. If you don't think there's a problem out there with identity theft, then you've got your head buried in the sand somewhere, all right? Because here's the bottom line. This is happening everywhere. That's why credit monitoring is being offered all over the place from every bank and credit card imaginable. But we partnered with a company about 8 years ago that came to us, a company called Kroll. Been around well over 30 years. They're publicly traded. They're worldwide. About 2,000 employees worldwide. So this is not some little startup company down the street. This is a worldwide operation that, in fact, even helped the Kuwaiti government track down Saddam Hussein's money. They do all the background screening for the TSA employees at the airport. I mean, this is a big-time operation. And they came to us and put together this identity theft part of our program because they recognized two things. Number one, most people that have an identity theft problem, about 80% also have a legal problem. And they wanted to find a company that had nationwide access to attorneys and 24-hour access to attorneys. And there was only one company that came up on their list, Prepaid Legal Services. Something pretty to be proud of it. Because they said, look, we've been doing this stuff for years for the rich. We've been doing this for corporations behind the scenes forever. We can do this. No, we can fix people's identities. This is not a big deal to them. You know, the company started by an ex-CIA guy, right? He says this stuff's easy to fix. In fact, there's even some outside third-party information. You can do comparisons on all the different types of identity theft programs that are out there. And, some of these you've even seen on TV, like LifeLock, right? Funny, they don't have very many check marks next to their name when you start comparing all the good stuff that you really need. You can go through this whole list. But all you got to really see is how many check marks are in the first column there with the Prepaid Legal Identity Theft Shield. But here's what I want you to focus in on more than anything is this column right there, this row. You see, most of those just say resolution. That means help you with the problem. They don't say restoration. That means fix it for you. That's the difference between those. But see, there's only one other company that does that, and yet again, not very many check marks next to their name when you look at the services that come in value with this. And you can look all this stuff up yourself on the website. That's why I put the website up there for you. But see, this is just the top half of the page, and most people just kind of leave it there. But I like to show you the bottom half of the page because I think it really makes us stand out a little bit because there's not much else being offered there. Again, you guys can go to the website and check it all out yourself, but it's why we're signing up thousands of people a week, ladies and gentlemen, because there's incredible value in what we do. We can add your kids, by the way, on the identity theft part for only one more dollar. And here's the good news for you in Utah. It's not a dollar per kid. It's $1 for all of them, all right? So, you know, $35.95 a month or 36 if you add one more dollar onto it. Pretty incredible value, far less than you're paying probably on any of your other bills, your cell phone, your cable, and on and on and on. And it's one of the reasons that I think we're doing so well and why we've got over 1.5 million customers today. And it doesn't take much to understand. If you have even an entrepreneurial bone in your pinky, you look at this thing and you go, okay, wow, solid company, 40 years in business. I mean, you kidding me? $500 million in revenue? There's 44,000 companies offer this in their benefit programs. State attorney generals that have the service. You know, we even have states that offer this as an employee benefit to their state workers. Alabama, Kentucky, Virginia, Illinois, Oklahoma, North Carolina. Well, up in my neck of the woods, the state of Washington offers Prepaid Legal as an employee benefit to their state workers. How many of you guys believe they probably did their homework on our company, all right? Yeah, you bet. You see, when I looked at this, I said, whoa, okay, wait a minute. You know, I get it. Tell me how much money I can make, because I can see this is something everyone needs, everyone can afford, and virtually nobody has it. I mean, we're talking about 1.5 million customers in the whole country. Are you kidding me? There's like 300 million people. Even if you broke it down conservatively, it's about 120 million families. And we've signed up 1.5. We're talking about not just a scratch, but haven't even scratched the scratch, right? And that is, I believe, why MidOcean invested $650 million into prepaid legal. And that is why we're going like crazy, and why some of these people that you've talked to here in this room are just crazy excited. You know, and for those of you that are maybe here for the very first time, it probably seems a little weird. Because you go to work on Monday morning, there's not very many people excited. Right? But we're excited. We're excited because we believe in our future. We believe where we're going. We believe we're going to take a lot of people with us. And that's what you're really here to check out, is if you want to get a piece of the action. So how does our program work? Well, first of all, you do not have to be good. As I said in the beginning, you do not need talent. It's all about timing. You just need to get this information in front of people. Look, we got websites that will do the presentation. We've got other people that do the presentation better than me. I know, hard to believe, right? you know, there's presentations like this going on all over the country. Just about every night of the week, there's something going on. You could just invite somebody out and let somebody else do the presentation. If they can't get out, you can put them on a website. It does a presentation. Even if you went and met with somebody for a cup of coffee, you don't even have to be able to be the one that explains it. In fact, we encourage you not to. If you have a sales background, you can still be successful here, okay? We might have to reteach you a little bit. But I want to share a quick story with you, because I recently went to Colorado and worked with some of my team out there. And they were excited to have me come out there and work with them. And they set up a few appointments. And so one of the first appointments we're in, you know, they said, wow, okay, Gene's going to do the presentation for us. Oh, man, we're definitely getting this person in. And so we sit down and do the presentation. And, you know, they get a cup of coffee, whatever. And so I start talking with the gal and talk with her for about, you know, 5 minutes, just build a little rapport, get to know her a little bit. And then I ask her very simply, I said, do you have, enough minutes on your cell phone? I mean, if not, you can use mine. She's like, no, I got plenty of minutes. I said, because I wanted her to have the phone number in her phone. And just a little tip for you, all right? Training later, sorry. I said, look, here's what I want you to do. I want you to dial this number. And then when he tells you to, you turn the pages. Can you do that? Yeah, I can do that. Okay, great. So, oh, by the way, would you like a cup of coffee? She said, sure. So she dialed the number. I waited for her to give me the thumbs up, for those of you that have heard the recording, all right? She started flipping the pages, and I went and got her a cup of coffee. In fact, I even got a bite to eat. Came back, eating my lunch while she's getting a presentation. How many of you eat lunch every day? See, you can still eat lunch and give a presentation, okay? Because that presentation is about 15.5 minutes. There's no way I can do it in 15.5 minutes. You can tell I'm pretty long-winded, okay? It's done in 15.5 minutes, and when it was done, I said, Don, what'd you like best? She said, I like it all. I said, well, let me ask you this. Can you do what I did? She said, yeah, sure I can. I said, great. Then what else do you need to know before you're ready to get started? She says, what do I need to do to sign up? I said, well, we just pull out the laptop and sign you up. That's how. She goes, all right, let's do it. And the people next to me that were kind of standing there with their jaw on the ground, kind of going, oh, we've been making this too complicated. You see, you do not have to be good. You just need to be busy. That's all you need to be able to do, is share this information and get it in front of people. And that's really what we're looking for, is people that see the value themselves, believe in it, and just like you would share a good movie with somebody, just like you would share a good restaurant with somebody, you will share a good idea with other people. And you share a good idea long enough, it will fall on good people. And so you don't have to be good. You just got to get this in front of people, all right? We've got systems in place to help you do it. What do you need to do? Well, you need to become an associate. You need to become an associate with our company. And I will tell you, like any business, this is a business. It's not a job. It is a business. And so to get started in your business with prepaid legal, there is a small fee to get you started. Now, I know. I can see the faces already. Because I remember sitting out there, and I was really excited up until this point. I said, I got to pay to go to work? No, you're not paying to go to work. You're paying to start your own business with prepaid legal services. You're an independent agent, CEO of your own company. And there's tons of tax advantages that come along with that, by the way. We'll talk more about that as well. But bottom line is, $249 to get started in our Fast Start training program, which gets you all your materials, basically business in a box, and a full-day class to teach you all of the strategies taught by some of the top people here in the region to start your business. Only $249. You bet. Small business owners in the room. Would you raise your hands, please? Okay. So, sir, right here. How much did you pay to get your business going?
$30,000
a month overhead. Yeah. So probably the sign out the front door was more than $249. Okay. Anybody else in the back? $30,000 to $40,000 in starting your business. Have you made it back yet? But pretty sizable investment. You'd agree $249 would be like nothing. Yeah. I just wanted, for those that maybe are just, here for the first time, and maybe you're an employee at a job, and that's great, but sometimes people don't have a business mindset and really understand that it does take money to make money. But I understand that there are some people probably sitting there just like I was going, man, I was really excited about this until I got to here, and I'm thinking, I don't have $249. I really want to do this, but I don't have $249. And so what do I do? And the first thing that happened, I'm going to say something that might be a little bold to some of you, but it's something a mentor said to me that really helped. Because I said, look, I really want to do this, but I got to come up with the $249. And he said, Gene, let me ask you a question. Whatever you've been doing the last 5 years has gotten you to this point. Do you think it's going to change much over the next 5 years? He said, see, if you don't have $249 to start a business that could change your whole future, then you really need to do this business. You see, that was hard to hear, but he was absolutely right. Because I recognized the only way things were going to change is if I made some changes. I said, you know what? I need to figure out a way to go get the $249. Because when you see the commissions on this, you'll understand why I went out and borrowed the money to start my business. Because I didn't look at it as an expense. I looked at it as an investment. I said, you know what? I'm going to invest $249. I'm going to make it back right away. But here's the good news. Some good news before you go any further. Our company has been a little understanding, a little lax to understand that what's going on out there in the economy. So they have slashed it, and they're saving you $100 if you get started with our company right now, only $149. Okay? So, we're talking about, for some of you, you spent that much, last weekend, didn't even know where it went, Come on, how many of you go to the ATM, pull out $40, and 2 days later, don't even know where it went, right? You see, it's sometimes just a matter of really making a decision that, this little $100 bill is going to start your business. And when you see the commissions, I think you'll really understand what I'm talking about. Because you start off as a junior associate. You enroll somebody for this membership, $35.95 a month, a $10 enrollment fee. You've collected $45, basically, from somebody else. Or maybe you didn't even collect it. They just went to your website and signed up. And the company pays you $69. And you're going, wait a minute, they don't understand math in Oklahoma. And I said, you know what, I don't care if they understand it or not. I'm going to sign up a bunch of these before they figure it out, right? You see, how many of you guys, maybe you got a job and it took you 6 months to a year before you got your first raise? How many of you guys like to be able to decide to get your own raise as fast as you want? That's what Prepaid Legal does. We want you to get your first raise within your first few days. You enter into our Fast Start training program. You actually have up to 30 days, but we're going to help you do it in the first 3 days or so. And once you go out and sign up 3 families for this membership, and find one of those three families to come on board as a business partner as well, or sign up five families for the membership. Whichever one of those happens first, you now get promoted to the associate level. Now you're making over $100 every time you enroll somebody for this membership. Yeah. Now look, I didn't need to go any further from there because the bottom line, I said to myself, okay, at even just $100, I mean, first of all, I'd go get that done, that first part done. I'm going to go sign up my two sisters and my brother because they all got kids and they don't have a will. How many of you might know a few people here in Utah that have some kids? I know that joke gets old, doesn't it? I'm sorry. You know, I mean, here's the bottom line. It's at $100 for every time I sign somebody up for this. I mean, if I sign up 10 people a month, that's 2.5 people per week. I don't know how you sign up a half a person, but 10 people a month. That's $1,000 a month part-time. How many of you, your households, would be positively impacted with an extra $1,000 a month? Yeah. Look, if you don't understand any of the rest of what I go through, that's all you need to understand in the beginning, because that's really how you're going to get started, how you're going to go out and share this with people. Not sell it, share it. You get the presentation in front of enough people, it sells itself. That's really the bottom line. But I said to myself, extra $1,000 a month, that's going to be easy, and that's how I'm going to start my part-time business on the side while I'm still working at my job. And that's exactly what I was able to do. But I know a lot of you don't want to stay there. You see a lot of other columns above there. How many of you would like to get another raise? Okay. Help three people do the same thing you did, or go out and sign up 50 memberships, and we'll give you a raise, give you another raise. And the more you keep helping other people do it, we keep giving you another raise, and we'll teach you more about how to work your way up the ladder. But let me just give you an example so you can really see what's going on here in the local marketplace. How many of our new junior associates maybe just got started in the last month or so as new junior associates? If you're in the room, please stand up. Give them a big hand, everybody. Yeah. All right. All right, now, junior associates that already went out and got Fast Start qualified by signing up three families for the membership, and one of them came on board as an associate as well, and you're now at the associate level. We have all the associates in the room. Stand up, associates. Yeah. All right, fantastic. Now, in fact, after you've helped three other people do the same thing, you know, it's not just about you, it's about helping other people. If you help enough other people get what they want in life, you'll win too. And so you help three people get to the associate level, you'll now advance to the senior associate level. Can we have all the senior associates in the room? Stand up. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. Now, there's some people out there that help other people, that help other people and move up to the manager level. Or if you're the type of person that says, I don't like working with other people, but I want to share this membership. Well, you go out and sign up 100 memberships. We'll promote you to the manager level. We have all the managers in the room. Stand up. All the managers in the room. Yeah. Fantastic. Good stuff. All right. Help three other people get to manager or go out and sign up. What is it, like 250 memberships now? I think there's a couple different ways, but we want to help everyone move up the ladder. We have all the directors in the room. Stand up. Directors, please. Yeah. Wow. You know, it's funny. Sometimes people look at this and they go, oh, that's one of those pyramid things. Well, see, in a pyramid, there's only like one person at the top. But I saw more directors stand up than I did at the other levels. I think our pyramid might be upside down. You see, how many of you were taught that formula? Go to school, get good grades, so you can go get a good job, start at the bottom, work your way to the top, now become president, CEO of the company. Yeah? How many of you actually know somebody that did it? See, I ask that question all the time, and maybe I get like one hand every time. So here's my question to you. If you don't know somebody who's done it, how are you going to learn to do it? I mean, if you want to be a good golfer, you go hang out with good. If you want to become a good basketball player, you go play basketball with people who are better. Right? If you want to learn to work your way to the top, become president and CEO of a company, and become very successful, you need to hang out with other people that have done it. And yet, here's what I found at work. There was only so many positions at the top. And so people wanted me to do well, but not too well. You ever have a boss like that? See, they want you to do a good job, but they don't want you to take their job. Because there's only so many positions at the top. See, I believe that's the real pyramid out there. Because in every company, there's a lot of workers. And then there's some mid-level management. And then there's just a few VPs. And then last I know, there's only like one president and one CEO. So to me, that's what I found is the real pyramid out there. See, here in Prepaid Legal, you can shortcut it. See, everybody just repeat after me the new formula. Start at the top. See, when you become an independent associate with Prepaid Legal, you're president and CEO of your own company. You can choose to have as many senior associates, as many managers, as many directors as you want. If you don't want any, that's fine too. We have people in our company making $500,000 a year just marketing our membership. So it's up to you. But I'm going to tell you, you can work hard and you can work smart and get some of this real money over here in the yellow column. See, I know some of you are like, wait, what do you mean real money? Those are smaller numbers than the other column. No, the blue column is like extra money. That's extra money. End of the month, you need some extra money? Go sign up some people for Prepaid Legal. That's extra money. How many of you like the get-rich money? See, there's two kinds of income. There's roll-out income and roll-over income. See, roll-out is when you roll out of bed and you get your you-know-what to work and you make some money. Then there's the roll-over income where the alarm goes off and you roll over and go back to sleep. How many of you like rollover income? Okay? See, Prepaid Legal allows you to build a business with leverage. And if there's any keynote I want every guest to write down, it's that word, leverage. Because you do not attain wealth in this country without attaining leverage. Prepaid Legal allows you to build a business and leverage your efforts by helping other people. So, in an example, is it Ms. Mumford? Yeah? I'm just going to use you as a quick example here. You come on board as a junior associate. And you do like I did. I went out and signed up my two sisters and my brother, and because they all had kids, they didn't have a will, and said, "Hey, you probably need to get this." And they reluctantly went, "Yeah, you're probably right," but they signed up. And so I moved to the next level, just like you will. All right. And you're now at the associate level. You make over $100 every time you enroll somebody for this membership. All right. So if you go out and do 10 of those for the month, that's an extra $1,000. All right. So. But you bet Jax over here, and Jax is saying, "Hey man, what about me? What about me? I want to make some extra money too." So he decides to get involved with the company, and he starts off as a junior associate. As a junior associate, he gets paid $69 every time he signs somebody up for the membership. But because you're at the associate level, you get the difference between the two, which is the $34 in the yellow column. So every time Jax signs up a membership, you get $34. Do you like Jax? Well, Jax goes out and signs up 10 people for this membership. What's 10 times 34? Class? Do I need to help you? I mean, let's just even call it $300 before you got out of bed. I mean, look, even if you didn't like Prepaid Legal, even if you were too busy to do Prepaid Legal, but you knew Jax, and Jax says, "Hey, man, I love this. I'm gonna go crazy." He signs up 10. Would you let him deposit the $340 in your account? Would that be okay? How many Jacks do you want in your team? As many as you want, right? But let's just be conservative. Let's just take, like two rows here. Let's say you have 10 Jacks that go out and sign up 10 memberships. Now, whether that's per week or per month or, it doesn't matter. You put your own numbers to it. But let's just use 10 Jacks times 10 memberships. How many memberships would that be, class? 100. What's 100 times 34? 3,400. Now am I getting anybody's attention? I mean, again, even if you don't like attorneys, but you're smart enough to see this is a very successful business model, that thousands of people are signing up every week. The 44,000 companies offer this in the benefit programs. That MidOcean Partners invested $650 million to take this thing to a household name. Would you be smart enough to get yourself a position to position yourself and leverage and bring on other people that need an opportunity? How many of you agree that a lot of people out there need an opportunity? Okay? You see, it's about helping other people at the same time you help yourself. And so, if you just had 10 checks, you're making an extra $3,400. What if that's per week? Now you're talking about an extra $12,000 a month. Do I have anybody's attention now? See, folks, It doesn't matter how good you are. It's a matter about helping other people and getting this in front of the market. We also help get paid as we help other people promote through the compensation plan. There's more money. And as I said before, the thing that really got my interest is residual income. You see, not only do you get paid upfront commission on every membership that comes on the books, but you get paid for the life of those memberships. My brother signed up for his membership 14 years ago. I'm still getting paid today on that membership and many others. You see, you get to build a lifetime income here with Prepaid Legal. It's why we have hundreds of people making six-figure incomes. Not just six-figure incomes, but six-figure residual incomes. You see, it's one thing that there's plenty of jobs you can go make six figures, but there are a lot of them out there. But there's a difference of going to work as a slave making six figures, and that company owns your life, and the minute you stop working, they stop. There's a difference when you're earning a six-figure residual income. How many people could you help if you had all the free time in the world and you were making a six-figure income? You could bless a lot of other people. And that's what this company is doing, you guys. It's pretty incredible. I can tell you that, I should be pointing there. There's also like 20 other levels. I can't get into it all because most of you would pass out. But suffice it to say, I know there's plenty of people in the room that have hit the executive level before and beyond. If you've ever been at the executive level in this room, would you please stand up? Wow. Wow. Good stuff. See, those are people that make adult money. They definitely have commas in their checks and probably do not have a job as well because they don't need one. That's what Prepaid Legal can do. You get to put direct deposits in your account every day through the world of technology. We also have car bonuses. Starting off after your first year, you can earn up to $300 a month, and it goes up from there. And we've also got trips. This next trip, in fact, all-expense-paid trip to Hawaii in a resort. Yeah. Now, look, a lot of companies award trips and stuff like that, but usually, that's like for like top 10 or 20 or something like that. Yeah, Prepaid Legal is sending almost 600 couples on these trips. Go to work, ask your boss tomorrow if anybody's going on a trip next year. Pretty incredible stuff. They pay for your airfare for you and your significant other and give you a spending allowance at the resort, like $500 spending allowance at the resort. You want room service? Use it for room service. You want to go to the restaurant and eat? Go to the restaurant and eat. Pay for your airfare for both of you. This is incredible what our company is doing because we're aggressively growing in the market. It doesn't matter what your background is. We've got people from all different backgrounds. In fact, I believe there's some people here that we're going to share their quick story locally. Would you give them a big hand as they come on up, everybody?
Kate Burns, and I've been with the company for about 2 years now. I absolutely love the peace of mind that we get with the Prepaid Legal membership. Just on Wednesday, my husband and I were actually audited by the IRS. We didn't have to think about hiring an attorney because we already had one with the Prepaid Legal membership. And we went into the audit, and by the time it was over, we had saved over $38,000. That paid for our membership for life.
My name is George Wilkins, and my background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the Wendy alarm codes, the expense account car, and no life. And a few years ago when this information was shared with me, it gave me an opportunity to go to work and follow a proven system for the last 12 years that now pays me a residual income that allows my wife and I to do what we want, when we want, with who we want. I love Prepaid Legal.
My name is Gabby Martineau. I've been with Prepaid Legal for about 2 years. Prior to Prepaid Legal, you know, I was trauma therapist, so I dealt with a lot of trauma. I totally did this business because I want those trips. I enjoy them, love them, total sand in my toes. Prepaid Legal for life.
My name is Travis Anderson. Before Prepaid Legal, I was actually a 19-year-old college student. I was also working full-time, so you could, could imagine I was very busy. But around that schedule, about 5 to 10 hours a week, I was actually starting to make more than my full-time job after about 6 months. So, now we get to live the lifestyle working from home, you know, with my beautiful wife. So, we definitely love the company.
Shalom. Next week it's Salome Yaw. I'm Daniel Rona from Jerusalem and Salt Lake City. Even though I live in Israel just about 2 weeks every month, in 8 years as a prepaid legal member and sharing it with my clients and they sharing it with their clients, it's created about $1 million of income, 4,000 memberships. A lot of that is ours, and I really love prepaid legal.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to prepaid legal. And we started very part-time, just 5-10 hours a week. But within a few months, it was paying us more than my job was paying us. We went full-time with prepaid legal. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. Hasn't paid us less than 6 figures a year for the last 10 years. Paid us well over $1 million at this point, all from the comfort of our home. I love prepaid legal.
All right, let me just wrap this up real quick, because when I understood this is when I definitely started looking at going full-time with prepaid legal, because when you can understand that wealthy people already have access to attorneys. The poor, they have access to the public defender system. Look, even if you took them out of the equation, said, okay, they already have access. The other 80% of middle-income America is a $15 to $25 billion market, $25 billion market, before you even add in the identity theft portion. And yet, after record growth, year after year after year after year after year after year after year, doing about $500 million in revenue, prepaid legal, we've taken out one little sliver out of that piece of pie. How many of you guys like pie? Because there's a lot to eat. You just got to come get it. I mean, that's really the bottom line. You look at what happened in the healthcare industry. Now, there was a time when people would knock on the door and say, hey, you know what, you can get this thing where you pay a little monthly fee, you know, $15, $20, $30 a month, and you can, you know, go to the doctor whenever you need to. And people went, I ain't been to the doctor in 20 years. Why would I need that? Yeah, how many of you wish you could have health care coverage for that kind of cost today? Right? See, the bottom line is it took a while before it caught on. And now it's multi-billions and billions of dollar industry. And you look at the same kind of comparison that, how many trips to the hospital would it take to wipe you out? How many trips to court would it take to wipe you out? And see, that's why all the industry experts are seeing this is the wave of the future. It's already that way in Europe. Most people already have prepaid legal plans, yet here we're sitting about 3% market penetration. This is wide open. That's why MidOcean is coming in and completely going to rebrand this company and take it to a household name. The timing is now, is now, is now. You see, most of the other look at, in fact, this is over in Europe, by the way. This company was one of the top European companies in prepaid legal. And that's their first 40 years of growth. After 40 years of growth, you think, oh, well, how could there be any opportunity left? Been around for 40 years. Look, the internet started in 1969. It took a while. Good things take a while. What you want to understand is, if it's still around and doing well, there's still an opportunity to get involved before it takes off, because this is what happened in Europe after 40 years. And now today, 80% of the population has it. See, look at most of the rest of the insurance-type industries. You've got life, auto, health, multi-billions of dollars in those industries. You know, most downtowns, the biggest buildings are insurance companies. In Seattle, they call it Safeco Field. See, guys, how many legal companies have you heard of? And yet we've already created 145 millionaires with less than 3% market penetration. What's going to happen when we go to 5% market penetration, 10% market penetration? Oh my gosh, 20% market penetration? Oh my gosh, it'll be saturated. How many millionaires we've created then? See, the question you'd be asking yourself is, do you want to be one of them? And that's what I said. I said, I'm not going to miss this train. Look, I missed the internet. I missed buying stock in Microsoft. I missed the real estate boom. But I'm not missing this one. Because this thing is solid, and it's going somewhere, and I just want to grab on. So all you got to do, real simple. First of all, protect your family. Get this membership. I think it's a no-brainer.
Number two, become an associate in this company. If you have any business sense at all, you're intelligent enough to understand, look, I'll position myself. Even if I only have a part-time schedule, that I can just introduce some people to this. And the person that brought me, the team that brought me, can help support my business and help leverage my time. Become an associate. Get yourself started in this company. Number three, plug into our events. Incredible events put on by the leadership here. Every single week, you've got events that you can plug into. Get around the other people that you saw all stand up in the front row, have an incredible success. Look, if you look at some of these people in the front row, if they can do it, I'm just having fun, you guys. Just having fun. I was really only talking about Dave Hall. So get into the events. Look at people around here want to teach you and help you because this is a win-win situation. It's not like at work. Look at, we want you to take our position. We want you to rise to the top. Look, my number one guy in my team made $100,000 his first year, and even at one for even 1 month, he even passed me up. Hallelujah. Because you know what? That was my best month ever when he did that. I made $20,000 in 1 month. My wife thought we were getting arrested. This company does some incredible things. And I know sometimes when you hear those types of numbers, it can sound unreal. But I'm here to tell you, this thing is for real. All you got to do is get yourself around the people having success, and we'll help you do the same thing. I'm going to stick around here afterwards and spend a couple hours doing some training with you, really teaching you what I did to get my business off the ground and to a point of even exploding. So I appreciate you all coming out. I hope you get started with us, and make sure you circle up, get all your questions answered. And I believe Mr. Hall has a couple announcements as we just wrap things up here. So thanks again, everybody.
Awesome. All right, well, here's how the rest of the day is going to look. We're going to take about a 15-minute break for you to fill out paperwork. If you're a guest here today and you like what you saw, we definitely invite you to stay around for the training. Everybody else in the room that's here this morning bought a ticket for this training, at least $20 to get into this event, to have someone of this caliber come into our town and share this information. If you're a guest here today and you've made the decision, you know what, I'd like to learn how to go out and make some serious adult money, this is the gentleman to teach you. And you can actually stay for that event for free. What we need from you is a filled out associate application. We have an overnight envelope that's going into the corporate office. If you get an application during the break filled out, they will then give you one of those wristbands out at the table. That wristband then allows you to stay here for that event. And quite honestly, if you're not interested in doing the business, you wouldn't want to stay for the event. So it only makes sense that if you're going to stay for the event, you would want to be part of our team and grow your business and your income also. Also, during the break, a couple things to take advantage of. Mr. Leiter had talked about his favorite tool for doing the presentations, and I know most of the leaders up here on the front table would agree. This is pretty much the tool we prefer to use the absolute most. Has the phone number for the call on the back there. These have always been $20. Today's your lucky day if you're here. If for some reason or other, you or someone on your team doesn't have them, today, while supplies last, and don't push and shove and beat up each other, ladies and gentlemen, while supplies last at the back table, they will be $10. They'll never be $10 ever, ever again. Only today, while supplies last. All the DVDs back there, they're normally like $4. Today, $1 for the DVDs. Again, while supplies last, if they're out by the time you get there, your own fault for not hitting the lady in front of you. So, just kidding. Be ladies and gentlemen. The books that you see on Amazon for $12 by Robert Kiyosaki, wonderful book in helping people change their philosophies on whether or not to work for themselves. It's called The Business of the 21st Century. I think you guys, if any of you saw the news yesterday, the jobs report, did y'all see how many new jobs were created this last month? That's right, a grand whopping zero, because the new business model is stop working for somebody else. Start working yourself. And if you have a relative, a friend, somebody that's out there that's going, well, I'm just looking for a good job, you might want to just loan them a book, $12 on Amazon, or today, You can get 10 of these for $20. $2 a piece. You'll never, ever. Now, you all will be selling them on Amazon now when you leave here today. You can get 10 of them. We want to flood the marketplace with them. And again, while supplies last, I don't know how many they have back there, but when they're gone, they're gone. And so, 15-minute break in 15 minutes. We'll see you back here. If you need a wristband, grab it out of the front table. Thanks for all coming out.